So I got this wild story about the rapper Flavor Flav, man. As of right now, he is lucky to be alive because according to reports, he was in a near fatal car accident on Tuesday as he was on a road trip. Now, this is coming directly from TMZ. It says Flavor Flav is lucky to be alive and nearly escaping death by only a few feet after a massive boulder struck his car. That's correct. A huge boulder fell out of the sky and struck his car, and it almost crushed Flavor Flav to death, nearly missing him by just a few inches. A rep for Flavor Flav tells us, this is what TMZ says, he was on a road trip from Vegas to LA on Tuesday when the rain caused a boulder to fall down a cliffside in Latuna Canyon and smashed the right side of his vehicle. We're told the collision caused Flav to briefly lose control of his vehicle, and thankfully, he was able to safely get to the side of the road, y'all. If you look at the photo right there, you can see the damage that was done to Flavor Flav's car. You know, the front of his car is completely smashed in and the light is missing out of the car. A headlight is missing out of the car. So you guys, this was definitely a dangerous, deadly, potential deadly situation. And luckily, Flavor Flav made it out alive. Now, me personally, I've been on road trips before, so I know exactly, based off of what I've seen from the photos, what they're talking about when they're saying that he was driving around like a mountainside area and, you know, basically a boulder fell down. It's usually like a hill that goes around in circles and it's made of dirt and rocks and rubble. And when it rains, you know, of course, the dirt turns into mud and then the dirt, you know, liquefies into mud. And all of a sudden, you know, you have a bunch of rocks and stuff that loosens up. And that's basically what happened with Flavor Flav in this accident. He is so lucky to be alive right now. Y'all don't understand. And I mean, this makes me not want to do road trips. You know, I don't really like airplanes. I've been on airplanes before, but this is making me be like, you know what? Let's not do the road trip. Let's go ahead and take a flight. At least I know I can get up and get straight to where I need to go without having to deal with all the other stuff that happens during road trips, like wildlife and mudslides and boulders falling out of the sky. Flavor Flav actually spoke about the incident, and he basically said that, of course, he is lucky to be alive, stating that God is good and he came very close to death, but super grateful to be alive. He is physically fine, but however, he is mentally shaken up, he stated as well. Now, there was also a driver who saw the whole thing happen and freaked out just before stopping to make sure the rapper was okay. Luckily, Flav and his team got him some help through AAA on the scene as his car was totaled and he is totally fine. Also, it was even more airier when I did my research in regards to the situation that there was actual articles the day before giving out false reports that Flavor Flav had passed away, and it was going through Facebook and everything else. It was false reports saying that he passed away, and then the next day he has a near-death experience where a boulder flies out of the sky and almost crushed his car. That's some weird, weird circumstances this past week for Flavor Flav. Outside of that, I hope you guys are doing good. Make sure you guys leave your thoughts and opinions in regards to the situation. I'm glad that Flavor Flav is alive, and thankfully he was not taken from us. That's definitely crazy. If you guys are new to my page, this is the DJ Jerica podcast where we talk about celebrity news, commentary, gossip. If you guys want to hear my full podcast, you can stream it right now on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Everywhere that you listen to podcasts, it's available. Of course, I'm on YouTube, so make sure you hit that sub button. And I will catch you guys on the next video. Yo, listen, I also do mini pods as well. So download it. It's not just episode 65, which is out right now. You should download it. But I also do mini pods and discuss particular subjects that like really catch my eye that I want to divulge deeper into. So if you guys are interested in my full podcast and my mini pods, make sure you guys follow me on all those platforms that's listed below. I'm working hard to try to build my channel. I don't know what's going on with YouTube's algorithm. However, I'm working on trying to have more of a consistent schedule. I post damn near every day, but there seems to be a lot of issues with my people getting notified. So please, if you guys are really interested in being notified, make sure you have the YouTube app available. You guys can download it right there. Make sure your post notifications are on. Make sure you have it on all notifications and direct notifications so they can literally send you text alerts when I actually post new videos. Yeah, I mean, I've been building this channel for about 2 years now, and I'm not gonna lie, I really, really wanted to start hitting those numbers that I know it deserves. I put a lot of time into this YouTube channel. So if you guys want me to continue to report the news, please help by supporting, by sharing this video, clicking a thumbs up, leaving a comment below, and be sure to subscribe if you're new. I appreciate y'all, and I'll catch you guys on the next video. Peace. Hey, to listen to the rest of this podcast, be sure to check it out right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and much, much more, y'all. It's the DJ Jerrica Podcast. We talk about celebrity news commentary. Yo, check it out right now, okay? All of those apps are free, 99. Download it and hear the full podcast. I'm making a movement. I appreciate everybody for your support, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Much love. Peace.